T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim? Come on, ask me a lineup question. I know you got a lineup question.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Let's go down to Arizona for the first time today. Tim Allen, host of our baseball postgame show, Hot Stove Weekly, and all this week with Bill Baby Tausch Schmid. Spring training live, 6 to 8 every night here on The Fan. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Morning, boys.
Hey, Tim. Are we going to get to this about how that wasn't it right there? Where counsel, you said, roasted Tim?
Here's the full exchange. This is Tim sits down in the morning, and then you can hear Tim going back and forth a little bit. This is a morning briefing from a couple of days ago. Counsel notices Tim, and then Tim on the fly has to try to ask the question that Craig set him up with. Greg Counsel, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim? Come on, ask me a lineup question. I know you got a lineup question.
Oh, we haven't gone there yet.
I just got here.
You're not ready?
No, I'm ready. Have you thought about that? I mean, you got to be thinking about
the
that.
The lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Regular season?
Yeah.
So who's the three-hitter?
Like the order of it?
Yeah, the three-hitter.
Today it's Ryan Braun.
Will that be fairly consistent?
Look, I think the choices for it are Ryan and Aggie, and then if, you know, on days when Ryan's not in there, I actually think that's the kind of like how the rest of the lineup is. That's probably the bigger question I have.
Look at that. Then he answered the question. Tim, good job on your feet there, buddy.
Tim.
I tried to recover as best I could, but you know, you want to get the feel of those, you know, point kind of settings. You guys know what it's like. You're right in there. I just, you know, basically just landed. And but I was genuinely interested in that three spot, because if it is Braun or Aggie, well, then one of them's got to be bumped down to fifth, because you're going to wrap them, you know, you're going to wrap them around Shaw. Man, this lineup can be deep, guys.
So he's talking about Aggie or Braun for that three hole once the season starts. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So do you got a habit of asking him those kind of that question? Because he knew.
I do, yeah. And I think that was a derivative of when, Bart, you were in St. Louis, I believe, and the celebration was on. And, you know, we grabbed counts for a couple of minutes on the postgame show, and I congratulated him. And I said, well, I guess now's not the time to talk lineup.
Yeah, that was so funny.
You know, he threw that back at me. So, hey, tit for tat, man.
All right, Chuck, if you were somewhat underwhelmed by that piece of audio.
Oh, I was?
I'm just saying if you were.
No, I thought it was. I liked it, man. Hey, first of all, if he remembers you about something, that's a start.
Yeah. I mean, people don't know that about us in sports radio. We just want the players to know our names.
No. The fact that, you know, Tim, he knew that Tim, with the angle that Tim shoots for. Yeah, I mean, then he's aware, man.
Yeah, no, Chuck, you're right, and I've always been a little confused by managers that say, "Well, you guys think too much about the lineups." And he has said that, and other managers have said that, you know. And I disagree, man. I think the lineup is important, and if it's not that important, well, then, you know, put Lorenzo Cain in the cleanup spot, or, you know, put Arcia in the leadoff spot, whatever. So they do matter, and they downplay it quite a bit.
So Tim Allen, who obviously they recorded that as they record the council pregame stuff for our playback, also got caught being recorded by Bill Schmid yesterday, the two guys doing the spring training show together. And yesterday was such a heavy day of Packers because of all the moves. And we've been talking about that this morning. And Billy decided to pull a fast one on old Timmy here, and he sent us this clip.
Tom called me while you guys were gone. Here, I'll walk with you. And with all the news today, he was wondering if we would want to do a green and gold special tonight instead of the spring training show. Just still us, but a green and gold extra.
And talk Packers?
Yeah.
Is that cool with you?
I mean, I could see intermingling the two. I mean,
well, no, just because we know we're gonna have a bunch of phone calls and everything like that. So he's wanted to do a 2-hour Packers show. Is that cool with you?
No.
No.
I'd rather not.
No, you'd rather not.
But I'll intermingle the two. I think we can make it fun. We can talk Packers, and I could throw in some Brewers shit.
And some Cowboys stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, how about that, Bill Schmidt?
And he, Schmitty there, okay. Tom, he's talking referring to our boss. That's what he was referring to there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, over the years, you guys know this, that when the paths cross of the, you know, the other teams, the Bucks or the Packers, with the Brewers, over the years, we have intermingled those two shows. We have. We have done a hybrid show of, you know, the both of them, and have been pretty successful doing it over the years. Sparky and I, you know, if the Bucks play at night and the Brewers had a big game, you kind of catch both of them. But I thought originally when Billy asked me that we were just going to eliminate the Brewer stuff and just go a 2-hour Packers show. And no, that was.
I think I would have liked for you to fight a little harder. You came very quickly into the intermingling.
You were very much the company man there.
Yeah, too company for me. That's not the Tim Allen I know.
Yeah.
That's not the Tim Allen that calls me and talks for an hour late at night.
I tried to be nice about it.
Wow. Boy, Allen, that's something. Okay, now Jeremy Jeffress. Did I hear that right? Council said that Jeffress, he'd be surprised if Council would be surprised if Jeffress wasn't ready for opening day.
Yeah, and that's a concern, guys. It is. He's going to throw, I believe, today off flat ground. He's going to start playing catch a little bit, and that's a player. You know, some of these pitchers use a couple of mile per hour on their velo, and it's not such a big concern, but man. I mean, his last time out, the two or three pitches he threw, they were more like 15 under where he's normally at. And that, you know, they say it's nothing major, but I'm definitely concerned because now what that does is that, and although they've made some additions to Jake Patrica and Alex Claudio, and they're still not a Jeremy Jeffress, I'm still amazed at his numbers. And I don't think Brewers fans should that. Tainted by a little bit of a bumpy finish for him. Man, his numbers were good, guys. He was outstanding, and that is huge. I mean, 73 appearances. Of those 73 appearances, 50 of them he gets the first out, gets the first man he faces, and that is huge. But, you know, you want it to line up where Knebel's at the back end, and then you move forward from there. But, yeah, that's a little bit of a concern for sure.
Would you do this? If Jeffress had to miss some extended period of time, I'm just saying hypothetically, would you think about bringing a Kimbrel in here?
I think you look at it, and I know that the payroll has been as high as it ever has been. So you're so close now, and I think a lot of people use that same philosophy with, wow, put the capper on this thing and go out and get one of these free agent starters. Still on the market. So you measure that same concept with a bullpen. Now, with the way they handle their pitchers, maybe the bullpen is a little bit more important. And you look at it that way. I think you do have to test that water a little bit.
You know, with Jeffress, we're talking about opening day, and Council said yesterday Jimmy Nelson won't be ready for opening day. But Council, if there's one thing I've heard him say more than anything in this spring, it's been, and we're not going to listen to him because we'll still have topics about it and discuss it. It's been him pleading with everyone, don't worry about what the opening day roster is. It doesn't matter. It'll be nice for these guys to be on the, you know, the foul line, but we are going to use so many of these guys that, yeah, we can debate Spangenberg or Saladino. But at the end of the day, Tim, it's not going to matter. These guys are all a part of the team.
You're right. And he said it the other day here that, you know, you're basically fighting for a roster spot for a day. Because after opening day, everything can change. And we've seen the way they go back and forth to AAA. And, man, it's been everybody from Domingo Santana sent back and forth to Nate Orff, you know, coming up and getting a couple of ABs. So, he's right, and I think they've figured out a way to this might be a way baseball is headed, and I know MLB is taking a look at this roster manipulation, but manipulation is a harsh word, and I think that brings along a negative connotation to it.
I think
it's just good gamesmanship is what it is.
Tim, I think we just assume Yelich Cien is going to be the opening day starter. Had nearly 5 shutout innings the other day in his performance. He looked great, from what I understand. But why hasn't Council announced that yet?
He's always been a little late on that. You know, and when you ask him, it'll be, hey, a lot can happen from here to there. But I think at some point, you're going to have to name that starter. They're dropping like flies now. Everybody around the league is, you know, naming their starters. It's got to be him. It's going to be him. Again, it's not a knock on him if Yelich happens to come up with a strain or something, which would, you know, bump him back a few days. So, yeah, it's going to be Chacin. He's working on that changeup. He's throwing that a lot more than he normally does. And I think that could be a wicked pitch for him.
Hey, what do you guys make of the news that the MLB, when they put out their lineups now, when Council fills out his lineup, they've got to send it to Vegas first. So they've got to send it to the casinos before they can tell the media and before it can be out there. The casinos, remember, Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame because of gambling. And now Major League Baseball, their managers have to tell the casinos in Vegas their lineups first before we get to know about them.
Yeah, that is super interesting. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it last night on the show, but it really is super interesting because there's some money that can be swayed with, you know, Bart, you going in there, Chuck, you going in there at, you know, 2:40 in the afternoon for a night game, and you get a quick sneak peek at a lineup when no one else has it, and the line isn't adjusted to the lineup, and you could drop some money on that, and whether that's, you know, an inside source or secret, it makes sense. You know, it's somewhat hypocrisy, too. But it's also evolution of the gambling industry. And, you know, Tony Romo and his fantasy football convention, you know, yeah, there was a big to-do about that because he was hosting it in Vegas. And now all of a sudden, Vegas not only, you know, has the gambling there, obviously, now they have their own football team. So mm-hmm. I think overall somewhat hypocritical, but also fair. I think it's fair for the line when you're wagering on this stuff. And, you know, I think it's the evolution, all told, of gambling. It's coming. It's coming hard. We all know it.
Tim, keep up the good work. Spring training live tonight, 6 to 8. You and Billy, we appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
You got it, guys.
Thanks. Next up.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.